Hello and welcome to episode 309 of Sprite Can Say Geek Combat.
I'm Hammer.
And this is our Week in Geek. This week we bring you our review of Detective Pikachu, our streaming review of The Silence. We talk about some new trailers that launched. And of course we'll obviously get into the pod question. But to start things off, as we always do, we went and saw, well, as we always do, but you know. We went and saw a movie this week, which was Detective Pikachu.
Yes.
Stars Justice Smith and Bill Nighy and Ryan Reynolds.
Yep.
As you've seen in the trailers, it's Pokemon, and Justice Smith plays a kid who's trying to find his dad.
Yep.
And he runs into a Pokemon who is Pikachu, played by Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds and him can understand each other, and that's not normal. And so hijinks ensue, and they go on their quest to find Justice Smith's father.
Yep. And that's all in the trailers.
The end.
How do they get there? Yeah. Like, I know we talked about it just a little ago, but I enjoyed this movie. It's not a great movie. It is a fun movie, and it really plays heavily on your Pokemon fan service. The problem being that if you don't have that, I think you miss out on a bit. Yeah, I think you do miss out on quite a bit of the fun of it. Fuck you. That's really good.
That's such a bad meme.
There's a lot going on with this movie, and it actually kind of, it brought me back even to the point of, like, we got there and they gave us little Pokemon cards.
Oh,
like,
yeah. I wonder what
like,
I got.
Yeah, I was just sitting there, like, even as, like, getting, like, little Pokemon card, like, starter pack when we go to the theater, it brought me back to, like, the first time I went and saw a Pokemon movie. And I was like, holy shit.
I think this is the first Pokemon movie I've ever seen.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, you're saying you haven't really seen much at all.
No, I don't know Pokemon at all.
And it's not really your daughter's thing either.
No, thank goodness. I don't know what I would do.
Give it time.
Maybe I'll steer her towards, like, good things.
No, why would you do that? Come on. Again, like, I think the biggest point for this movie is that, again, does really drive home that selling point of the two sweet audio goodness.
I know.
It's like someone eating something. You're like,
I'm opening my pack of cards that we got because I'm like, oh, what do we got?
Yeah, a little thing.
It's,
yeah. And then two Pokemon cards.
Okay. And I got Detective Pikachu.
Oh, that's got a killer.
And Psyduck.
Oh.
Oh, I got Hollowed, but they're a little.
They're a little.
This Pokemon is now confused. Anyway, I don't know what any of this means. Sorry. I mean, I know what confusion means, but yeah.
Do you?
Wait.
Do you? But again, the main two characters is, like, again, Ryan Reynolds and Justice Smith are the things that, like, we really needed to go through. We really need those two to, like, they need to have good chemistry.
Yes.
And they do.
Yes.
You brought it up. Like, they do have really good chemistry. And honestly, that's what drives a movie forward. Even during the parts where, if you're not a Pokemon fan, it'll carry you through a bit. But it kind of bounces between their charisma and Pokemon fan service. Pokemon fan service, their charisma. Pokemon fan service, Pokemon fan service, Pokemon fan service. That's where I think it dragged for you, probably, is when it's just shit tons of fan service. Yes. There's a fuck ton of Pokemon.
As somebody that knows nothing of Pokemon, I'm just like, okay.
Yeah.
Like, I don't feel that this is a Pokemon movie. It's just a movie that has Pokemon in it.
Okay.
Where, like, the first Transformers, I was like, yeah, this is a Transformers movie that has people in it. This one, I'm just like, okay, fine.
I agree
with
you.
I've seen the plot before.
Yeah.
A million times before. It's not really anything new. I'm not saying that it's bad or anything.
Yeah.
It works fine for this story.
I think from what...
But my understanding of what Pokemon is...
Yeah.
Is a dude goes out and captures Pokemon, then trains them to fight other Pokemon.
Yes.
And that's not really what this movie is.
No, not at all. And I think there's a reason, there's a good reason behind it, because what, and this is the problem with video game movies, is what works in a video game,
yes,
hardly works in a movie,
right,
because the problem about video games, or the thing about video games that makes them special, is the interaction. The control.
Raider.
Yeah. Like, it's
basically a one-for-one shot of the video game. We love the video game. The movie, we're like, eh.
Yeah. It just doesn't have that kind of special, because you don't get to build that connection with the
right
character that way. And that's why I'm glad they made their choice of not making it like a Pokemon game.
Pokemon!
Got catch it all! All right. But yeah, I do say go see it. If you're a Pokemon fan, definitely see it. If you're not a Pokemon fan, you probably could skip it. You're not going to be upset. You just won't get as much out of it.
That's kind
of
where I'm at. Like, you can see it, and I don't think you're gonna hate yourself for it or have a bad time. But if you miss it, I don't think you're going to be missing anything either. So it's kind of, it's that weird recommendation of like, if you want to.
Yeah, which is funny because I saw a lot of people, and I know you mentioned as well, a lot of people were giving it stellar reviews.
Yeah.
And I think it's because...
they're clouded by nostalgia.
Well, they definitely are. Like, they're not just nostalgia, just, like, fan service. Right. Like, it's the first and only Pokemon movie we've seen that's real life. Yeah. And I think everyone wanted it to not suck, and it doesn't suck.
No, it doesn't suck.
And it's also, we have that video game movie curse, and it also... doesn't suck as bad as those.
No.
Assassin's Creed? Fuck no. Tomb Raider? Fuck, don't see it. I got drunk and saw it, and like Snyder and I both like had two beers and we're like, did we actually see a movie? I don't remember much of that movie.
I do want to see it.
But yeah, again, not stellar review if you're not a Pokemon fan. If you are a Pokemon fan, I think you'll get a lot out of it.
Okay. Alright, so we're both kind of like, go see it. He's a little bit more enthusiastic on it than I am.
Because I like catching them all.
Just like herpes.
No.
If you want to hang around a little bit later for our stream or our spoiler-filled review, that'll come towards the end of the episode. But we are going to get to our streaming review, which was brought to us by Christy. It's the Netflix original remake of A Quiet Place, The Silence.
But with bat-like things.
Okay, so I did like that they gave the creatures, because that's one thing in A Quiet Place, the creatures just appear.
Yes.
And if you haven't seen A Quiet Place, we'll probably spoil it a little bit because there's a lot of comparison.
But it's out on DVD, so we've passed our rules.
This is true. So in this one, there are archaeologists that
they're basically like
for some reason
spelunking rock.
They're spelunking, but they're like, here's a wall here. Let's fucking punch a hole in it.
I'm like,
all right,
okay.
And then they unleash basically
the things from like Pitch Black.
Kinda, yeah. They're called Vesps. They're swarms of bats, essentially.
They look like
they've mutated.
They look like bats, but with the head of the silent, the silence creatures from The Quiet Place. Yeah, because they almost have like those little like weird head things. Like
they
round
do have like
orbs.
Extra ears, and, yeah. And they
use their wings to like also hear
better. They use
better.
Their wings and they're screaming to see, essentially.
Yeah.
So everybody has decided they need to be silent. Luckily, they have a deaf daughter.
Yep.
So they all know how to sign language.
Thank goodness.
It's fine.
Like, yeah. No.
That's the story. But like,
it just seems
like,
so close.
I feel like I saw this last year, and I'm wondering like when they were filming these, because this is based on a book. A Quiet Place is based on a book. Like,
are they both really? Yeah. I knew. Actually, I didn't know either of them were based on books.
Yeah, this one's. It's in the credits and everything.
Shit.
So like, I'm wondering when they were filming these. Like, oh, one of these get that, or did one production start later?
And, is it like Armageddon? Deep
yeah,
Impact?
Exactly. This is Armageddon Deep Impact. One is better than the other Armageddon, and the other one
I love them both.
So one of the things that you get that this movie, unfortunately, and it's not the movie's fault, it's society's fault, is A Quiet Place forces you to pay attention.
Yes.
This is a home viewing movie, so you can hang out on your phone. Where A Quiet Place, we saw it in the theater. And
dude.
You're not supposed to, you're supposed to be there with no distractions.
And there's also very hardly speaking in Quiet Place that I remember. Like, I think I remember seeing a lot of subtitles, a lot of, like, watching people sign and stuff.
Yeah.
This one, they signed and talked a lot.
They did sign and talk a lot, which is fine because they whisper. And that actually didn't bother. What bothered me parts were, like, they would be signing to each other and one of them would sign, the other would talk and sign. And I'm like,
why not just
I haven't grown up with a deaf family, so I don't know if that happens.
Yeah.
If, you know, to stay in the motion of both sign language and verbal language, you switch back and forth and
yeah.
Things. But I was like, well, this is kind of odd, but whatever. I really like Stanley Tucci in dramatic roles, and I want to see him in more dramatic roles.
I couldn't agree more, but I always fucking love Stanley Tucci. Even in comedic roles, I love him.
Oh, yeah, he's great in comedic
roles. But I love
roles.
Him
like, my
in
favorite
general.
Role of his is probably Easy A.
Oh, yeah, he's such a good dad.
Yeah.
He cracks me up.
He's a really good dad.
He's like, wait until you're adopted.
But, like, I really like Stanley Tucci. Miranda Otto's good. She's not great, but she's good.
Who's Miranda Otto? I don't know.
His wife.
Okay.
She was whatever her name was in Lord of the Rings. No man can defeat me. I am no man.
Oh, is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember.
I knew she looked kind of familiar.
Eowyn? I think it's Eowyn. I haven't seen the trilogy in a while, but I think it's Eowyn. And so they decide to... They leave the city, which is probably the worst place to be because it's loud, and they decide to go where it's silent, and on their journey, they come to find out that, like, these creatures can't deal with cold, so humanity has moved north to the... or south to the poles to stay away from these creatures.
Yeah.
Scene.
It kind of had, like, a World War Z kind of feel to it, where they also go to the cold because it slows the zombies down.
Right.
It's kind of that same, like...
Well,
with these... You guys are going to hate it with global warming.
With these type of movies, you have to be real clever because you automatically put yourself into a corner.
Yes.
Of like,
hey, it's mass extinction, like a level event kind of thing.
Yeah, and the only thing that can stop them is this area. Okay, is that... So you just give up the rest of the world to them? Like, you write yourself into a corner and you have to be really, really clever to get out of that writing hole. I don't know if they're clever enough.
Or yeah.
They've set up a sequel, but they've also set up to where the Vesps are gonna mutate as well, because you saw at the end when they shoot one with an arrow that it's laying eggs in a colder environment.
That's the whole thing with the evolution part of it. I'm like, you guys are fucked.
They evolved to the darkness. I'm sure they can evolve to the snow.
Yeah, it's like, you guys are fucked. The main reason that brought me to this movie is Stanley Tucci.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that there being, like, a deaf family and stuff like that. I did have some concerns because, like, as far as every time I've heard any deaf actor or, like, I know of people that are deaf and speak, there's always a difference in the way their tone is because
they can't hear their words.
The way they hear, they can hear the vibrations and stuff like that, but it's different than the way that we hear it normally.
Yes.
So, like, the idea that her vocal patterns were the same as everyone else always kind of bugged me a little bit, but it was, like, it's a minor thing, but it's something that kind of bugged me as it didn't feel true to the character, I guess.
Okay. But like, she had just lost her hearing, I guess, like 3 years earlier.
I guess so.
So she was used to having.
I forgot
hearing about
that actually. I actually forgot it because I remember they talked about that because like she's like, oh, I lost my grandparents and they lost more. Okay, maybe that's why I didn't bother. Like that's.
Let's change my thought on the entire movie.
I got so bugged about it too. I was like, what the fuck.
All right, well, there you go. Obviously, if you hear stuff in the background, we're outside recording, so you might hear some noises every once in a while.
It's quiet.
It's
actually kind of a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's probably going to be the last really beautiful day in Arizona for the next 4 months. Because it's going to get hot as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Man, if this lasts 2 more weeks for PCC, that'd be amazing.
I'd be so fucking excited. It's piffed.
It's the sound your asshole makes when just little one gets out. Anyway, back to the silence.
Jesus Christ.
I gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
It's fine. So, I mean, Netflix gives us a yay or nay on it, basically.
Yeah.
So I did give it a thumbs up. I liked it, but I'm not... Now, I loved A Quiet Place.
Yes.
I don't know if I still love A Quiet Place at home, and I don't know if I ever want to combat that. I don't know if I ever want to watch A Quiet Place again. Does that make sense?
No, it does, because, like, I haven't... We talked about it, like, I talked about it last week when we were talking about Avengers, right? Mm-hmm. Seeing, like, in, like, my first showing is my favorite showing no matter what because of just the audience reaction, just the energy and everything like that. Our first time seeing A Quiet Place, and I have not wanted to watch it again. Not that it wasn't a good movie, it's just that was such a special thing that I cannot replicate at home. And I know no matter what, I'll never be able to do that. So, yeah, I totally get it. It makes sense. And, like, that's... This was an okay movie. Wasn't bad in any way. Like, I kind of liked what they did. I did like that they gave it an origin story. And they kind of even gave a little bit of further on. Like, hey, this is what's kind of going on. And let's say, like, more to come.
Right.
But it's not something you have to run out to go see.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. I did give it a thumbs up. And
I did too.
It's fine. That's kind of going to be the motto of this week for me watching movies, I guess. It's fine.
It's good.
Sorry.
If you say that about Godzilla, I'm going to be so sad.
No, I'm gonna fuck. I hope Godzilla puts it.
You're gonna go fucking puts in your butt.
Yes, I just.
Did you hear? Like, I'm sorry. I was gonna say a spoiler from to Pikachu. Never mind. is that the sound it makes? By the way, is a peacock.
No, Godzilla's.
Yeah, I know. That was a peacock right there.
Whatever. I mean, I wonder if it was a peacock. They just changed the... Anyway.
It's like, what was the T-Rex? Was the cockroach, wasn't it? And they just amplified it pretty heavily?
Was it?
Yeah, I thought so. I could have sworn back
That's
in the day...
That's creepy.
I could have sworn that they just took the sound, because, like, I
don't love, make cockroaches more terrifying than they are.
I just love Foley work, man.
Yeah,
Foley
but
work
that's is awesome. Terrifying.
Well, it's like, I know the steps were, like, literally they got, like, a bass guitar and, like, put it
in yeah,
like,
the vibrate stuff. Yeah. And
I'm going to look it up now and I'll find out if I'm wrong.
Anyway, if you have anything else to watch on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon Prime, or HBO Go, let us know at battenhammer@gmail.com, battenhammer on Twitter, Sprinkles and Geek on Facebook. You can reach me on Matt Tara Skippy.
I'm Ryan Karen Kalis. Make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher. And make sure to check every Monday morning where we post it on all my favorite ear devices.
So for this week's streaming movie, I wanted us to watch The Danish Girl.
Yes.
We talked about wanting to see this before. This is Eddie Redmayne, who's been hit and miss with us.
Yes.
And we had heard how great Eddie Redmayne was, and then we saw Jupiter's Ascending. We were like, the fuck are you guys on?
Yep.
And then we saw...
Theory of Everything.
Yes. And we're like,
oh.
So
now we're like...
And apparently he's really good at this one. Yes.
I've wanted to see this one, too. Yeah, actually, I scrolled over not too long ago, and I'm like, I do want to watch that.
We almost started watching it Thursday night, in fact.
Okay, well.
We started watching Bonding instead, but we almost started watching it.
I started watching, not Bonding, but You Should Leave Now on Netflix.
I haven't heard of that.
It's a comedy sketch show.
Okay.
And it's like kind of like, think like SNL, but it's a 17-minute show, and there's a bunch of sketches
That's
in it.
That's what Bonding is. It's a 17-minute show.
Is it really? Okay, yeah. Like,
it's only 8 episodes. I'm like, this is...
I'm a little sad, because I started watching 3 episodes of it, yesterday morning, and I was laughing out loud. Like, they're not always brilliant. Some of them are dumb, but they're quick enough they move along. And some of them are like, what the fuck are you guys doing that is just so off?
That's what Saturday Night Live needs to do. Is like, it feels like some of their skits are 17 minutes long.
They don't... The Seth MacFarlane effect is what I always call it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, where it goes on too
long. They way overstay.
But, yeah, like, dude, I
need to... That's the thing with Robot Chicken, where they come in, they tell their joke, and they go to the next skit.
That's what it kind of goes along. It feels like a live-action Robot Chicken. Not as quick, but it's... I'd give it definitely... Oh, man, I'm going to watch the rest of it, because I fucking love it. It's weird as shit. But I need to watch Bonding, too, because I've heard good and bad.
It's
got... What's her name? Miss May, you said, is
Mistress
really hot.
Mistress May is hot.
Yeah.
It's interesting so far. It's not... I'm not hooked... Neither one of us are hooked on it.
Yeah.
But it's interesting so far.
It hasn't really tied you up yet.
No, it hasn't.
Roped in.
Is it pretty good? You got any more?
No, I was trying to think. Like, gag order is the last thing I can think of when I'm done.
All right, so we're going to get to this week's nerd news. The first thing on the slate is Disney released their full lineup of movies coming out basically for the next 7 years.
With dates.
But they released dates and, like, unannounced project, unannounced Disney animated project, unannounced Disney live action project.
I love it so much.
Unannounced
better.
Marvel, unannounced Star Wars, unannounced. So, like, you know stuff is coming, but they didn't tell you what it is.
And I am like that.
I do like that. We know we're getting 3 more Star Wars movies starting in 2022.
The Rian Johnson ones is what we're assuming.
What we're assuming every 2 years from 2022. In December. Avatar got pushed back to 2023.
And there's 5 of those movies but up until, like, 2027.
What is going on with Avatar? Avatar?
Oh, I don't fucking know. It's been over a decade, hasn't it?
At this point, it will be.
It's been over a decade.
By the time it comes out, it'll be over a decade. It's not at this point. Which James Cameron has done before with Terminator and Terminator 2. It was an 8-year gap.
But I just wonder if there's actually a thirst for it. Like...
I feel like I'm in the minority where I'm like, I really liked Avatar.
No, I did too. It is easily repeated watchable kind of
the
stuff.
The amount of people that are like, oh God, it's just Ferngully or whatever. And I'm like,
so?
Okay, you know how many movies I can do that to?
Yeah.
It's kind of the
Dances with Smurfs is what they usually call it.
But like the TV show thing where you can only have 6 plots. And every show has the same 6 stories, and they just change the order and change the characters and stuff. But like,
I've never heard that, but that totally makes sense.
I think
sense.
It's 6 or 7, but
it's
yeah.
Like the same as what is it, like when they started making fun of the
I mean,
was the 7 degrees
and How I Met Your Mother are
yeah, they're
the same thing.
It's just time difference,
yeah.
Essentially.
But
and douche difference.
Yeah. That's fucking worst. But like,
Rachel Rochel.
But I liked Avatar. So when when it was, hey, in like 7 years, 8 years, we're getting another one. I was like, cool.
Yeah.
That was like 13 years later. I'm like, but why?
I honestly, the last time that I had a great, like, theater experience was Avatar before, well, no, but I mean, like, before, like, I like something close to, like, the Avengers-wise of, like, a big cinematic kind of thing. Because it's a 3-fucking-hour movie as well, and, it, like, I remember seeing an IMAX, saw it in 3D, saw it a bunch of times, and it's just, like, this is amazing kind of stuff, because it is gorgeous.
I know people talk, but, like, it still has not been replicated when it comes 3D-wise.
No, like, that is something that, like...
And we're, I mean, it's a decade-old movie, almost. And it has not been replicated.
No. No one's ever done it to that extent.
No.
They haven't done it right, essentially.
No. 3D is always attacked on, and you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's why I was
like... Some of them look good, but nothing is like, whoa.
I want more Avatar, but I have no idea what to expect from it. And it's been so quiet for so long, I worry about anyone else wanting anything out of it, honestly.
Right. No, I totally get you.
But I like what they did with... One, they didn't announce the Star Wars titles. That's totally fine. Yeah, they kind of gave us the cadence of every 2 years, which I like better.
Yes.
They also showed that it's 2 Marvel movies instead of the 3 cadence, which I also like better because less... They're basically fighting with themselves at that point if they do 3 a year, I feel like. And they show it's more of like a basically once almost kind of every 6 months, I think it was.
But they're doing more Disney movies. They're doing more of the live action stuff. So they're like, we don't need Marvel. We've got our own Disney cinematic universe.
I feel like it's like...
DCU.
They're going to buy it?
But I'm like, they have their own DCU.
Oh my God, this is a Disney cinematic universe. Oh my God.
So there's DCEU and DCU.
DCEU. Huh.
That would be awesome. And then finally, at some point, all the princesses come together to battle Maleficent.
And then we can have like... I was thinking more of like we have Marvel versus DC. They just buy like Warner Brothers, like we own everything. I don't want that world, please.
No, Disney owns too much already.
But they do own too buku. But I like
including my asshole, my soul.
Well, when they have Disneyland, they're like coming. They're like literally come in here, let us violate you. And you're like, please.
Yeah, Disneyland.
And we'll put
the
a smile
worst.
On your face.
Disneyland is the worst.
But I like what they're doing. At least like not by putting a shit ton of names and titles out there.
Yeah,
we know
yeah.
there's a Doctor Strange 2. We know there's Black Panther 2.
I think they did put those titles out. Of like
they did announce
Captain
the
Marvel 2, Black Panther 2, Doctor Strange 2. But maybe they didn't. Because I've seen so much on the internet that people were penciling in their own, so maybe. But
I think it was people.
But we know those are coming.
We know that's the thing. I think we know those are coming, and we can make assumptions like there's probably going to be some either team up movie. Like I feel like, especially after seeing the trailer for Spider-Man, I feel like there is definitely a.
I don't think we get a team up again until 2023.
I can see 2022,
but I feel that they need to catch up to the current time. Because of spoilers, never mind.
Yeah,
but
the post Avenger, post Endgame world.
Yes,
I think they could do it 2022. I think it's going to be a rush, but knowing Marvel, I feel like
2022 is 3 years. That's
6 movies. 6 movies is more than enough. More than they had almost essentially for the first Avengers. They'll do it. So, like I said, people have been penciling stuff in because we know it's coming, but we don't know when. But I like that better than them getting this entire slate.
6 movies, but you also have probably a Fantastic Four movie in there. Probably
possibly.
One X-Men, if not multiple X-Men movies.
I feel like...
Because there is no way they spent all that money to let the X-Men sit on the bench.
No, but I feel like they're going to... X-Men won't come right away. Fantastic Four, I feel like, is more prone to coming first.
Yes.
Because you already have the other X-Men movies, and I think they need a little time for it to settle before they can bring in their own people, because they're probably going to recast.
Well, they have to recast, which sucks, because cast is so good.
They had a really good cast. But I like what they're doing with that.
Give me McAvoy in just about anything.
I love McAvoy.
Dude, McAvoy is amazing.
It's like McAvoy and Fassbender, I'm like, those are some perfect team-ups.
McAvoy is... fucking gold and everything though.
But I love
gold.
I agree.
Gold.
He's great. He's in a gold chair in the comics.
He is gold.
So then speaking of trailers.
So we are gonna talk about the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer. However, the Spider-Man Far From Home trailer is very Endgame spoiler heavy. So if you haven't seen Endgame yet, skip ahead like 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because
someone's car is backfiring.
I'm hoping it's backfiring. We're not getting shot after
that's not a
you breaking up with me in the part.
That's my favorite spoiler of the podcast.
So, skip ahead like 5 minutes if you don't want Endgame spoilers. We're not going to be talking about Endgame, we're talking about Spider-Man, but they're kind of one and the same.
Yep.
So we got our trailer for Spider-Man Far From Home, our second trailer, and basically at the very beginning you see Spider-Man, like, sad and depressed because Iron Man is dead.
Yep.
And he's Spider-Man, and he's still in New York doing his Spider-Man thing, and he's like, I need to get away for a little while. So him and, conveniently, every single person he ever knew in school were all snapped together.
Which could happen.
Mm-hmm. They all go to Europe. Dude, how great would that would have been if, like, MJ had been older?
Oh, man. That'd been so fucking weird. It would have been awesome. I totally get what you're saying. Like,
So they all go to Europe on a vacation. Shit starts happening in Europe.
He's avoiding talking to Nick Fury, which I kind of love.
Fury's like, hey, we need Avengers, essentially, still, and there's no Avengers left. You get to be an Avenger now.
It's like, yep. It's like, what is it? Captain Thor's unavailable, out of world. Yeah. Captain Marvel's unavailable. It's like, so, it's you.
You're right. He's basically the only one left. Mysterio shows up and starts battling these elementals, and they're like, who's this? He's like, oh, he's Mysterio. When Thanos snapped, he came in from an alternate dimension. I fucking wish they didn't put that in the trailer.
I do too.
So much. Why? That didn't need to be in the trailer at all. Mm-hmm. And it would have been awesome to come out of the movie knowing that there's a multiverse instead of being like, oh, there's a multiverse.
Yeah.
So now, as a fan, all you could sit there and do is come up with different theories of like, ooh, do they go to other places and steal other people and blah, 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 blah. And granted, we know there's a multiverse because at the end of Endgame, Cap goes to a different universe. But,
yeah.
But like, now they're bringing it home.
Far from home.
Far from home.
Yeah.
But man, this trailer was really good.
So, I like the idea. Like, how about this? I have a couple theories. One is, it's bullshit about the multiverse. That's actually just something Mysterio came up with. Because Mysterio, literally in the comics, is a villain.
Yeah.
He is a trickster. He is a special effects guru who uses a special effects to make villains so that he can fight them and be a hero. That would be so totally fucking something that Mysterio would do. And essentially, the goal is they're looking for the next Iron Man, is what they kind of say they're doing. Because that's what he's like, we need a new Iron Man. Is like literally, I think, a comment in the trailer. And I was like, that's why they're looking at him, because he kind of has a mechanical suit. Looks like it kind of has like Doctor Strange-ish magic kind of stuff. I'm pretty sure feel like that's bullshit. If the multiverse doesn't exist, that's why they put it in the trailer. Otherwise, I completely fucking agree with you. Why would you spoil that for
right.
me? But it does bring up a lot of questions if it is real. And I like the idea of they're playing Mysterio to be possibly a hero, which, with what they did with...
The Skrull.
Yeah, but that's a spoiler, so I have to get it out.
No, we're doing spoilers.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So,
well,
but that's
kind of...
Yeah, so what they did with that... So what they did with some of the other stuff they've done, the MC stuff...
At this point, it's hard to tell what's a spoiler or not.
But,
they don't care. Marvel doesn't care, why should we care?
Yeah. So, like, with that, I could see them actually turning it, and I would love to see him as a hero. I think that'd be a fun way to turn it on its eye. So, I don't know. I'm really curious, and I'm suddenly more interested now. I wish I didn't know about the MCMU.
Multi-universe?
Yeah, multiverse.
Multiverse universe?
Yeah, MCMVU.
Universe.
Yeah, okay. So we're right about end of spoiler time.
All right. So that was our thoughts on the Far From Home trailer. We also got a new trailer for It Part 2.
I haven't seen. You kind of described it to me.
Yeah,
I'm going to fucking see this movie,
there's
though.
Not much to the trailer. It just kind of starts out with, I believe her name is Barb, as an older woman. She's in her 30s now. It's Bryce Dallas Howard hanging out with an old lady. She's gone back to Derry. The old lady's just kind of acting weird and everything, but whatever. And finally, Bryce is like, hey, what brought you to Derry? She's like, oh, my dad joined the circus when I was a kid. And there's a picture of, is it Bill Skarsgård? No, which Skarsgård is it? God, I can't think of
Alexander?
No, Alexander's the old, I think it's Bill that plays Pennywise. But anyways, it's Pennywise as a man, but he's just a man, so there's no makeup or anything. He doesn't look weird, but he obviously has that weird look on his face.
Yeah.
And then, like, in the background, you start hearing the old lady talking to Barb, kind of as Pennywise, and then she bolts out, and then you get multiple scenes and stuff, and I'm super excited for this.
I'm gonna piss my pants, but that's fine.
I hope so.
Dude.
Because
the first one definitely...
The first one finally paid off on the trailers of, like, we're making a scary movie.
And I loved it, though, because it was also enjoyable. Like, it was a good roller coaster of a scary movie.
Because you put enough comedy in it to keep it...
To keep you going, and then to scare you the fuck later.
Right. And then you tortured the kids enough to...
be okay. God damn, that fucking... Oof. I saw someone was playing on one of the things at TV at work, and I'm like, Jesus Christ, what are you doing? Change. I'm like, I don't need that shit right now. It's like one time I walked into work, and they were playing... what was the... That's not A River Runs Through It.
No.
It's the one with the squeal like a pig and
yes,
all stuff like that.
God, why can't I think of the name of the movie right now?
It's probably because I did that. But you know that. But someone is playing, I'm like, fuck no, we're not watching that at work.
Right. And no, that's not definitely not a movie to watch at work.
Good lord. But yeah.
I'm super excited for It too.
I am too.
Electric Boogaloo.
Oh my god, that was good. That was a me level. Good. I'm so proud. Such a proud father.
That's so bad.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get to this week's pod question, which was brought to you by my buddy over here, Hammer.
Yes, I wanted to know which character that has not been brought into the MCU, so the Marvel Cinematic Universe, but exists in the comics, that you wanted to bring in.
And we did get an answer from our buddy TK, and he went with She-Hulk, which... I mean, it's pretty easy. They've already done Hulk, and they could use a replacement for Hulk.
Yep. And can't do that. Spoilers. Okay. God damn it. That is really tough. I could totally see them doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I can see where they could kind of earn that.
Yeah. It would make sense. 100% good. We got an answer from the Hero Life Mate, and he went with Iceman and Firestar.
He just wants the Spider-Man
Super Friends.
Yeah, with Spider-Man essentially. So I'm like, you're not wrong. That would be kind of awesome. That'd be really awesome.
I guess. I like that. That's one of those things where my connection to the Marvel characters is, other than the X-Men, isn't really there. I watched the cartoons and stuff, and so I'm like, oh, okay, cool, but none of them where I'm like, oh, I need this character. And so I'm hoping this one goes past you because it's not technically part of the MCU.
Yeah.
But he is part of the MCU.
Okay.
But it hasn't been on the film yet.
Okay.
I'm going with Punisher.
I totally can see that.
Will that work?
I think that'll work because he's not part of the MCU.
But he is part of the MCU.
No, because
the TV shows...
Yeah, but they've never actually officiated that.
Right, they're like, it exists.
It's like, we're not really married, but we're going to live together. But can you live in the extra
room? It's like dating your cousin.
I guess. No? Let's go with no on that.
Why would you date your cousin?
No, let's go no on that.
All right, what would you say, buddy?
I'm stuck between two, but I'm going to go with I really want to see Norman Osborn.
Well, they haven't done Norman,
They haven't done Norman, and I'm selfish because one of my favorite things they did was in the comics they did Dark Avengers. When the Avengers essentially break up, after Civil War, they essentially have Norman Osborn, who does the Iron Patriot. He's the one who wears the first Iron Patriot armor. And he brings out Hammer and stuff like that, so that's for the Hammer Industries. But essentially, he's the one who leads the Dark Avengers. And he's totally fucked up in the head, but he knows... In our current political climate, it kind of works really well. Basically, he knows how to manipulate the people. And he knows how to put on a brave face kind of stuff, but he's really fucked up in head. And I do think, honestly, Norman Osborn, more even so than Green Goblin, is an interesting character that could really be a great... big villain, I think, and it won't be a very readily apparent villain, i.e. Thanos. It's one of those, like, he can be kind of in the background, so they can just slowly kind of pop him in a bit, but it depends on what happens with Sony. That's the reason why I'm worried, but I would love to see Norman.
I mean, I think if Sony's getting a big enough cut of these movies, that they probably will continue the trail.
That's my hope. But yeah, that's why I'd love to see Norman.
Interesting.
Okay. Storm and Norman.
Okay, so... My question is probably going to end up having Endgame spoilers in it as well.
Okay.
But I want to know, out of the 22 MCU movies, which character death impacted you the most? Which one were you saddest about or even happiest about?
Mm-hmm.
Which one had the biggest impact on you?
Okay.
So you can let us know at batandhammer@gmail.com, batandhammer on Twitter, Sprig and Ziggy on Facebook. You can reach me. I'm at Taruskibby.
I'm at Crane Kalis. Again, make sure to like us, love us, and share us on SoundCloud, iTunes, and Stitcher every Monday morning. And also share the podcast with the person you love.
Yeah, I'll be posting our panel schedule on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
And we'll be at Puff.
And we'll be at Puff. I know I'll be there at least 3 of the days. Yeah. I have all 4 days off, so I'll probably be there all 4 days. We need to figure out what's going to happen with that, but...
Yeah, I'll be there at least Saturday. I'll be there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We will be there in cosplay as always. You won't be, probably.
I'll be as myself cosplay.
Yeah, that's kind of what you do.
Yeah,
that's
fine. My best.
That's fine. Yeah. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, if you don't want to hang around for our spoiler-filled review of Detective Pikachu, you've been listening to episode 309 of Sprinkins and Geek. So we're Sprinkins and Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Amber.
Embrace your geek.
Have a great week.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get into our spoiler-filled review of Detective Pikachu. Pikachu runs into Tim? What's his name?
I think it was Tim.
What was his last name again?
Something.
Fuck.
Yeah, Tim Fuck.
Anyway, there's a kid whose dad was murdered, so he's trying to find... basically, he's just going to his apartment. His dad was a cop, and he's just going to his apartment to clean up his stuff. He runs into Pikachu. Pikachu was like, I don't know, I have a hat that says to come here. They come to realize that Pikachu was his dad's partner at one point. And so if Pikachu's alive, his dad must be alive. Tim has the ability to talk to Pikachu, or to talk to Pikachu, which is a Pokemon, and humans and Pokemon can't talk.
So it's kind of a big effing deal at that point.
They're like, what's going on?
First thoughts is I thought it was going to be a little Argas thing that he, like, spoiled himself with, but...
Yeah.
Then I was like, why couldn't he talk to the other Pokemon? The little chimp ones.
Oh, why couldn't Tim? No, I was thinking the Argas for Pikachu, but okay, yeah. I can see that. One of them was infected or whatever. So then they're on a case to try and find Tim's dad, apparently, and to restore Pikachu's memory. Mm-hmm. Bill Nighy plays Conrad? Kim? I don't know.
He plays Evil Dude. Evil McFace.
Well, he starts out as a philanthropist who's like, hey, I built this utopia of humans and Pokemon.
Billionaire playboy philanthropist.
Right. And he has a degenerative disease. Mm-hmm. Through this disease, he's decided to do some research on Mewtwo and is found a way to transfer human bodies to Pokemon.
Yep. Didn't actually see that one coming a bit. I saw them weaponizing or controlling Mewtwo, but I didn't see the whole transferring thing.
Yeah, and, again, this is coming from somebody that's not into Pokemon at all. Like, I have no idea. All I know who Mewtwo is, I know who Pikachu is, and I know who Charizard is.
Yep.
And then I think, like, I can name a few names, but I couldn't pick... Like, I think Bulbasaur is... Like, I know the name, Bulbasaur, but I couldn't tell you which one Bulbasaur is. I could
name... The little one with the flowers on the back, or the pods on the back that
I can name Squirtle, but, like, I couldn't tell you who Squirtle is.
The one, that little turtle thing that shoots water out.
Makes sense, right.
But, yeah.
So, like, I have no attachment to Pokemon whatsoever, but I do know that Mewtwo is, like, a bad guy. So I did like that... Mewtwo wasn't a bad guy, was just being controlled of like, no, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
Although I did also like that Mewtwo was like, humans are shit.
Yep.
This human's good.
Yeah.
Because like, yeah, you're about right.
You're not wrong.
This movie's fine for me. I think if you have an attachment to Pokemon, you'll like it way more than you will if you don't have an attachment to Pokemon. There's a part, again, that just goes completely bonkers fucking crazy when the big turtle things.
Oh yeah, pop up out of the ground.
Pop up and the whole ground is moving and I'm like, what are you doing here? This is Tubuku.
Yeah.
Tubuku.
I'm like on the flip side, like there's a lot of, there is a shit ton of Pokemon fan service in here. Like even from the beginning of the movie where they talk about Cubone, which is the one with the, like the bone on its head.
Right.
Literally, if you read the descriptions outside the Pokemon, people talk about how fucked up they are.
Isn't Cubone, like, the very first Pokemon you ever get? Don't you start out with one, or...?
No, you don't. But it's, like, one of those stories, like, you see it, and you're like, oh, it's so cute. It's a little, like, you know, cute thing with a little skull thing on it. Like, you figured it grew into it. No, in the story for the Pokemon, if you read the back history, it literally, when its mother dies, it puts on its skull, and then it grows into it. That's what he even comments about.
Well, why
like,
would it do that?
Because the Pokemon are fucking weird. And that's why I was like, it's usually sad because it's mourning its loss of its mom. It's like, you lost your mom? That's like, it makes perfect sense why the guy's doing it. But again, it's like total fan service. Even to the point where you see like Jigglypuff where it's sitting there like singing someone to sleep and has a little microphone playing karaoke.
That was Jigglypuff, okay.
And you expect, usually at that point, it pops off the top, has a little marker, and writes dicks and stuff on people's faces. Doesn't really write dicks, but... But there's a shit ton of fan service. I do agree with little Tetra Garden things. They made them a little too fucking big. Like, that's ginormous. That's like World Turtle kind of shit. I'm like, maybe you could have made that a little bit smaller. But there's
I like the chemistry between Winston.
It's Will Jaden Smith.
Justice Smith.
Justice Smith, sorry.
I did like the chemistry between Justice and Pikachu.
Yeah, I thought it was good. I was actually, because you, do you remember when they first announced the movie, right?
Maybe.
So they first announced and you're like, what the fuck are you doing? And then everyone started talking about it, like, the selling point at that point is they were talking about, there was talks of having Danny DeVito doing the voice.
Oh, yes, I do remember
And I
that.
Was like, oh, I'm fucking sold on this. This sounds fucking weird. They said Ryan Reynolds. I'm like, okay, that's a decent substitute. But I do agree, like, it was a genuine thing of, like, hey, I don't want this. I'm like, I'm fine by myself. It's okay. Like, you can actually see, like, a kid going through trauma of, like, I don't want to fucking do this. It, like, had a real basis to it. And Ryan Reynolds was pulling shit and saying stuff that I'm like, would a Pikachu really be saying like that? Like, I'm not that kind of Pikachu.
Right.
Or Pokemon. I'm like, what? The chemistry between him and the girl was okay. It was plot driven. Well, then it felt organic. I don't know if I liked as much as I was kind of like, what the fuck about the whole Mr. Mime lighting him on fire? I'm like, holy shit.
Dark as
I was
fuck.
Like, oh my God, you're going there? But okay. Sure. It reminded me of flashback to like Cars 2 when they did the torture scene with the car. Oh. I'm like, are we doing torture in cars in kids' movies now? But all right, cool. So you said you were kind of okay. Was there anything that really stuck out to the movie that you really enjoyed or something that you're like, okay, cool, or you think that maybe... Is this one of those movies that is a kid's movie, but really it's not?
Yeah, I think it's more of a like, yeah, this is a kid's movie, but it's not really a kid's movie, but, like, your kids will watch it, and if your kids are watching it, you can watch it and maybe finding some enjoyment out of it. Like, this is not a repeat view for me.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say I didn't like it, but I'm not going to be like, you need to go out and see this movie. This was amazing. It's fine. I don't have any attachment at all to Pokemon.
Yeah.
So I have no attachment to any of the characters. So I have no attachment to any of this. I'm just like, all right. There are parts where I felt like it really drags.
Mm-hmm.
And parts where I'm like starting to fall asleep during the movie. That could be because I'm also really tired.
That's also early. The morning is dead late. Yeah.
But the movie's fine. I saw tons of praise for this online. And I'm like, why? What am I missing here? Am I just cynical in my old unbridled movie rage of like how many movies I see a year that I'm just like, you guys... But
I'm not going to tell
I'm
you no.
ungodly excited for John Wick and ungodly excited for Godzilla. Yeah.
My thought is this, is that I think that it does, it crosses two niches. It has like the whole idea of like a movie fan, but it's also like, I really do feel like you have to have more than a cursory knowledge of Pokemon to really enjoy this.
Right.
Because to your point, like you're like, okay, the parts you were probably dragging for you. Like I was like, okay, cool. Cause there's a few things in the background. There's things they mention. There's things they talk about that I'm like, oh shit, like hearing the sound of the Pokeball right in the beginning of like the movie scene, I giggled because I'm like, I know that sound.
I mean, I knew the sound, but
but that's what I mean. I think it's not a great movie. I did see a lot of glowing reviews, and I'm not saying it's a bad movie at all, but I do think that it's the first good video game movie we've seen where it's serviceable by itself. The Pokemon, like, the game aspects of it add to it. Like, if you're a fan of the series, cartoons and stuff like that, I think you'll get a shit ton more out of it.
It is. I mean, it is probably the best video game movie.
It's not going on a limb to say. It doesn't say much.
Right, you're right.
But I did enjoy it. I had a lot of fun stuff. I think it's probably got another two viewing. I want to actually see more of the world, actually. Now they kind of set their world. I do see them doing sequelitis with this shit because it's a proven concept.
Right.
You have a probably good box office. You have the infinite mine ability of like kids. Like it makes perfect sense of them saying cash in, do another one. And that's what I'm more excited about is seeing a sequel to this where they don't have to explain shit.
The problem with doing a sequel is how do you get Ryan Reynolds back into Pikachu?
You don't.
But then don't you need Pikachu to talk? Don't you need the Pokemon to talk?
I don't think you do.
You don't think so?
I think you have to build out the characters.
You would think it would be a dad-son buddy cop movie?
I think so. I think you can do it better that way, because you have Ryan Reynolds there.
And maybe where he becomes, like, Ash, where he actually wants to start catching Pokemon, yes, and training them.
Like, I think it's more exploring the world than it is the detective story. It switches from less of a detective thing, or switches more into an action or more an adventure thing than it does, like, the action stuff. It's like, the next one is going to be him finding out who his partner kind of thing is, finding his own Pokemon, developing that friendship kind of thing. And it's essentially a dog movie. Fuck Dog's Purpose 2.
Dude.
Fuck that. I'm going to cry. I started crying on a trailer, but
yeah,
that's
what
it'll
be. I do get emotional during the trailer. I'm like,
this is not, no.
Why would you do this?
Yeah. So that's why I look at it and I'm like, that's what the second movie, my thought is. It's essentially a dog movie. It's a person finding their best friend.
Okay, so is there only one Pikachu?
No, there's multiple.
So there are
That's why people know, so, it's like, hey, it says Pika Pika.
Okay, but they're all named Pikachu.
Yeah, unless people make nickname their own thing. Because, okay, they always just call them...
Because I only ever see one Pikachu, but yes, there's multiple Bulbasaurs and multiple... There were multiple... Charizards,
yeah,
because there were some of the baby ones that had
Charmanders and stuff,
yeah. So I was like, but I only ever see one Pikachu.
Correct, and I don't think
that's... Do they do that kind of like a...
They do it on, like, I think it's a directing choice. Exactly, they don't want to... One is, like, the only way you... I mean, they gave him a hat, so they could have done the thing where they give him a hat, and then they also, like... Yeah, well, of course, it's a shady spot. They do, we're outside, and we're in Arizona trying to find the mythical shade. So, did we scare the person off? We did.
Maybe.
But, like, you have the hat, so you have a way to signify, like, what Pikachu is, but I just think they didn't want to distract people too much.
No, that makes total sense. I was just more from my understanding of, like... Yeah.
We did scare the person off.
Are there multiple Pikachu, or is there only... And they all basically have the same name unless they get a nickname.
Exactly.
Got it, okay. Yeah, so my feeling on this is... I guess you could see it, but I don't think you're missing out on this magna opus if you
no.
miss it.
I'm going to say go see it. If you're even a cursory Pokemon fan, you'll get a lot out of it, I feel like. It does play a lot on fan service, but I do agree that I think the chemistry between the two main characters that you needed was successful, and that's what really makes the movie tick. If it weren't for that, I think that this movie would have fallen apart. I also get really strong, like, first Pokemon movie, the animated movie vibes, with the whole Mew and Mewtwo thing. Well, they don't talk about Mew too much, but I still think it's definitely worth going and seeing. Like, you'll have fun with it. And it will tickle your fancy. If you're a Pokemon fan.
If you're... There we go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to episode 309 of Sprite Can Say Geek. So for Sprite Can Say Geek, I'm Bat.
I'm Hammer.
And brace your geek.
Have a great week. So happy with cheering somebody off by waving at them.
It was weird. She just looks like, I'm out.
And I'm like, okay. Yeah. She's like, oh, that guy's breaking up with that guy.
Should I have just started crying as soon as she pulled in? Oh, that would have been so awesome.
Amazing.
And you're just like,
it's not you, it's me.
Oh,
like, man, breakups are weird now. They record it.
I mean, they can't
see. I can't.